Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 21st anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, Look Up America, and my favorite, one of my top 10 favorites in my entire library, which is vast, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton by Gary Moore. And I have an autographed copy, too. Nah, 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 nah. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Ever humble, Jim.
Ever humble. That's me. That's exactly right. I love that. I still
like
love that book, Spiritual
short.
Investments, Gary. That was I helped you launch that back in 98. And it's still a wonderful little book.
You just like it because it's very short.
Well, that's true. It's true. But you could have put and you could have put more pictures in. Other than that, it's perfect. So
I,
Gary,
could have done that. Yeah.
About 15. You know, you and I have the benefit of having talked to each other long enough that some of the things that we predicted have not come to pass, and most of them, and some of the things that we witnessed are now in the history books. And one of the things that we talked about, I know a number of years ago, probably close to 15 years ago, when the national debt was around $5 trillion, a lot of people were wringing their hands, literally. And then and in those days, the economy was about $10 trillion, $12 trillion maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were wringing our hands, some people, about the national debt. It's just horrible. It's going to eat us alive. What are we going to do about it? And and you know, there were different scenarios on how to alleviate the way, how to think about it. Well, we got the national assets. We got, you know, blah blah blah. We're still 2-to-1 in GDP to national debt. You know, that's one indicator. But now we got 1-to-1. We got national debt that's almost the same number as our GDP. It doubled in the Obama administration, incredibly. What do you think about it today?
Well, let's go back just to let the listeners in on the context. My first book was published in 91. Sir John Templeton, our friend, was predicting the 20 most prosperous years in history and a soaring stock market. Reason he was is the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, and he knew that once wars were finished, that there would be a period of prosperity and so on, much like we had in the 50s.
A peace dividend,
that's the words. But anyway, a friend of mine was on 1,000 Christian radio stations, wrote a book called The Coming Economic Earthquake that predicted things were going to soon fall apart completely because of, actually at that time it was a $4 trillion debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit my book really bad. But anyway, we kind of parted company because of our disagreement about how serious the federal debt was. I wrote several articles and books kind of refuting what Larry had said.
Mm-hmm.
Jump to 2017. We have a $22 trillion federal debt. And about a year ago, I think it was, Christianity Today called me and said, Gary, we're doing an article on the immorality of the federal debt. And they said, we know you don't think it is. We have two people who are going to say it is, and we would like for you to be in the middle, sort of a dialogue. And so they did that. What I'm saying is that for conservative Christians, who basically today are the base of the Republican Party, the federal debt has been an enormous problem for almost 20 years now. But the economy keeps going and everything's okay. But the president, of course, this year will run a record deficit of $1 trillion after promising while he was campaigning to pay the entire $22 trillion debt off. Mm-hmm. I think he later changed that and said he would pay off a good chunk of it. Mm-hmm. He realized that that wasn't going to happen, of course. But my point is that Mr. Trump, President Trump, has often called himself the king of debt. That's what he because did in business.
You think that his background doesn't lend himself to being somebody as president would pay off our debt because he's liked debt in the past as a developer.
He's very comfortable adding to the federal
comfortable with
debt.
Yes. Some people are, some people aren't. That's a very good insight he's made here, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what national debt could mean to your small business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.